As farm progress continues, it's all about the education for our farmers as they come through and learn more. And we are in the booth with Syngenta. Dr. Dale Ireland joins us now. He's a seed care technical product lead. Let's talk about registration that's coming very soon for Victrata. It's a seed treatment. Tell me a little bit more about it. Obviously, it's going to have a name change. The Victrata is going to be the new name once the registration takes place.
Yes. This is the 11th season that I've worked with this molecule on soybean. So I am anxious to see it take the field for 2026. This is a seed treatment that you put along with your fungicide and insecticide, and it's going to offer growers a new level of protection against nematodes, sudden death syndrome, red crown rot, and suppressing several early season foliar diseases.
So this is like a one-stop shop, per se, in all the different things it's going to cover.
It's the most exciting molecule I've worked with in my 38 years in field research and development.
All right, I got to ask you, what excites you about it? What about this molecule just makes you sit back and go, yes, this is it?
Well, what's the most exciting to me right now is what we've been seeing and collecting data on for all these years across the Midwest. I mean, anywhere they're growing, and the South, Southern U.S., is finally growers will be able to see what we've been talking about, and they'll actually see it on their own farms, his or her farm. And I think that it's really encouraging to me to see the level of investment that we in Syngenta invest in something like this. You can imagine over all those years and all the thousands of trials we've done across many, many crops that we're just on the cusp of getting that registration and delivering that kind of value to growers, because this is going to help growers grow more soybean.
What's been the reaction here at Farm Progress as they see the big display and they ask you the questions they're asking?
Yeah, so we've had meetings for the last 2 years. We've been increasingly able to talk more and more about this product. Growers are very receptive to this. Surveys tell us that growers want more protection from their seed treatment. So when we're able to offer them more protection against nematodes, greater efficacy, higher yields under nematode pressure or under sudden death syndrome or red crown rot pressure, this just means that these growers will be more successful. And the varieties that they've selected, soybean varieties they've selected, what we're helping them do is protect more of the potential across more environments. And that's really all you can ask for from a seed treatment, is to help that variety establish and stay as healthy as possible.
You know, Dr. Ireland, when you're talking about an 80% decrease in yield from this nematode, it's maybe just a little bit of relief as well, knowing that you guys have been working for so long on this molecule, it's finally going to become available. It's good news for those soybean farmers.
Well, it is. I mean, we've had other solutions, but this is certainly the best solution that we've had. This is a third generation nematicide for soybeans that we've had. When you think about all the different nematicides that have been out on the market, and we've developed each one, and each one's been superior to the last one. And this one, it's going to take a lot to beat it.
Exciting times. Readily available for next year. How is the launch of it going to be?
Yeah, so once we receive registration, Timerium Technology will refer to it as Victrata. And Victrata will be available anywhere that your Syngenta seed care products are available, places where you find Cruiser Max Apex or Saltro. And the volume should be very good. We are going to keep Saltro on the market along with Cruiser Max Apex, but you would use Victrata instead of Saltro if you wanted to try it. So we're very excited about this, and we're anxious for other people to see what we've been seeing.
All right, we're learning more about Victrata here at Farm Progress with Dr. Dale Ireland. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.